We talked earlier tonight about the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Andre Reed going up on the Pro Football Hall of Fame in a couple of weeks down in Canton, Ohio. We raised the question, who would be next representing the Buffalo Bills in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Nobody more qualified to talk about that than our next guest. He's been around the NFL, covering the NFL for more than three decades with the Baltimore Colts, San Diego, San Francisco. Of course, he's spent a lot of time with Fox Sports and CBSSports.com, a new venture these days for Clark Judge, and he joins us live on the line right now to talk about it. Clark, good evening. Thanks for being on the air with us.
Hey, Murph, thanks for being with me, and I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Oh, sure. I know. And I would have talked to your wife, Leslie, too, if you weren't ready. I haven't talked to Leslie in years. Tell her she's always welcome to come on the air.
She used to be the AFC Director of Information when the Buffalo Bills were going to the Super Bowl.
That's right. She would be Marv Levy's interpreter at the Super Bowl press conferences because Marv was
different. Levy is her favorite coach. She loves Marv Levy.
Well, yeah, she was great at it. She would stand next to Marv, and when the dumb media guys didn't know what Marv was talking about, Leslie would interpret. She was great at it. Hey, Clark, you got a new gig going on here.
Right, you're right. Yeah. She would say, I'm sorry, Marv's having trouble hearing that question. Would repeat it again.
Yeah, that's right. You got a new venture going on, Clark, the Talk of Fame Sports Network. Tell me about it. What's that all about?
Yeah, I came up with this idea last year, Murph, and it essentially, you know, we're in the Hall of Fame. I'm talking about Rick Dawson of the Dallas Morning News, Ron Borges of the Boston Herald, and myself. And I just thought, listen, there's one niche in pro football that's not covered. It's the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And not sure why, but there are 46 guys who know what's going on in that room and a lot of people who don't. Yet everyone seems to have an opinion on Hall of Fame players. There are a lot of people out there who can tell you who should or shouldn't be a Hall of Famer, but there are very few who can tell you why they should or shouldn't be. But those 46 guys can, and I thought, listen, these are two guys in total, but two guys who are friends of mine that I respect and really have a great deal of experience. And I thought the three of us, we have, you know, close to 110 years experience covering the NFL. And so I thought we could basically tell people how difficult that process is, what goes into the thinking, and who might or might not be a Hall of Famer and why. And so we tried this with a radio show last year in Boston. We did about 15 of them, and it worked out really well. We ended up selling it, got a nice long-term deal, and we're going national come the end of this month, actually early August, to coincide with Hall of Fame weekend. And one of our past guests was Andre Reed, who was terrific.
Yeah. So the Talk of Fame Sports Network, the radio network, goes up on August 1st, syndicated radio. I see you've got 65 radio stations. I hope that you're on the air here in Buffalo, because between you and Ron Borges from Boston and Rick Gosselin from Dallas, you're right. I mean, these are three of the most qualified pro football observers of the last, you know, 20 or 30 years, I would think.
Well, Murph, I also want to make it clear, too, it's not just old guys talking about old guys. That's not the deal here. I mean,
no, that's our show. That's
guys,
what my show is.
Well, yeah, well, I'm like halfway there. But it's experienced people talking about Hall of Fame-relevant topics. And we dealt last year on the eve of the AFC Championship game with Brady versus Manning. They're both going to the Hall of Fame. So who do you want? And we had Ty Law in there, who's up for the Hall of Fame, and he talked about both of them. He played with Brady, obviously, played against him, too, played against Manning. He had some interesting observations, but we deal with players from the past, from the present, and players of the future. And so it's putting the Hall of Fame perspective on the things that are going on in football, and may have to do with the Hall of Fame player. It may have to do with somebody who's going to the Hall of Fame, maybe someone like an Andrew Luck who seems to be on that path. But we cover the gamut, and we also have a website, which is talkoffamenetwork.com, so your listeners can log on there and start reading.
Clark Judge, our guest, talking about the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He is an elector, one of 46 electors for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Tell me your view of Andre Reed's election, Clark, and it's a fait accompli now. Many people thought it took too long, and obviously everybody wasn't convinced because it did take a few years. What did you think of Andre's candidacy, and what do you think now that he's definitely going in?
Well, I'm glad he's going in. I think it's certainly well warranted, and I was a supporter of his from the beginning. I understand what the problem was. There was a long queue of wide receivers, and you had at one time Chris Carter, Tim Brown, and Andre all sort of negating each other and canceling each other's votes out, and one couldn't get through. Finally, Chris Carter broke the logjam, and I thought when he got through, it's going to open the door for somebody else, and it turns out it opened the door for Andre Reed, and hallelujah. I mean, I think that was his fourth year as a finalist, and I'm so glad for him, because you look at what he did in big games. Murphy, I don't need to tell you. I mean, you saw the guy. You've been around him. He was a big game player, and I'm not big on, you know, what numbers people have, big numbers, or how many yards and that sort of thing. I want guys to perform well under pressure, and he did. And you look at, I think they had 27 receptions in four Super Bowls. Second only to Jerry Rice. I mean, he always produced in that game against Houston, three touchdowns in the second half. He was a big-game performer. And on that team, you certainly had terrific players, but he was one of the best. Thurman belongs in, Jim Kelly, then you had Lofton. But, boy, I was surprised I took Andre Reed as long as it did, but I'm glad he's in. And as I said, it couldn't happen to a better guy. I was glad to see he got in. And Aeneas Williams was another guy I thought was on the bubble. He got in, and I was really, really relieved to see that we finally got Ray Guy in there. A long time for Ray Guy. He waited a lot longer than most people, but deserved to be in there.
Andre, as you said, stuck in that long jam with Chris Carter and Tim Brown. Does it follow that it's Tim Brown's turn next in the Hall of Fame? But now Marvin Harrison's in the wings too, right?
Yeah, you would think it would, Murph, but what's going to happen is he may get lost in the shuffle. You got Marvin Harrison, who may jump to the head of the queue, and you go, well, when's Tim Brown's time coming? Well, now you got Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce coming up.
Yeah.
And soon you're going to have Terrell Owens and Randy Moss, and he may start moving to the back of the line. To me, it's now or never. I think he's going to have a tough time getting in there. I mean, I'm in that room. I hear the discussions. He didn't make it to the 10 finalists last year. He was one of the 15 finalists, but he didn't make the cut to 10. And it's going to be tough for him. Now, you look at his numbers. He's got great numbers. What doesn't he have? Doesn't have what Andre Reed does. I mean, he only went to one Super Bowl. Andre Reed went to four, and four consecutive ones. If you're going to one, you'd like to see that guy win a championship. He's got terrific numbers across the board, but there's nothing really to me that's sort of defining about Tim Brown. And you look at the numbers that some of these receivers are posting now. I mean, in a few years, you're going to have, you know, 25 receivers with 1,000 or more catches. They're just prolific. And you know, good example is Wes Welker. I mean, look at Wes Welker's catches over the last 6 or 7 years. You go, he's a Hall of Famer, right? Well, actually, he's not. He's not. And I think you would say he has to pass the eye testing. Probably doesn't. Tim Brown's right there. But you mentioned Marvin Harrison. You give the choice of Marvin Harrison or Tim Brown. Honestly, I think I'm probably going with Marvin Harrison.
I agree with you. We're on the line with Clark Judge, longtime NFL writer. He's part of the Talk of Fame Sports Network, a syndicated radio show that debuts August 1st. You can read his work on talkoffamenetwork.com. We had this discussion on our show earlier tonight, Clark, mostly because of the fact that we were having you on as a guest. So Andre's going in. Is there anybody next in line from the Buffalo Bills? Or I guess here's a way to phrase it. Who do you think might be next for, you know, representing the Bills in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? We had a lot of suggestions here. Steve Tasker, Fred Smirlus,
right.
Kent Hall, maybe. I came up with Bill Polian, and I think he might be the likeliest candidate representing the Bills and other teams to go in the Hall of Fame. But what do you think?
I'm with you, Murph. I think Polian is the most likely. They're going to make it easier for contributors to get in the future. It's just going to be a situation where contributors can get in there, whereas under their own auspices, whereas they haven't been in the past. They've been competing against players, and that's tough. I mean, and a lot of people believe they shouldn't be there in with the players. Well, now they're going to have a chance to go in on their own. I think it's going to make it easier for someone like Polian. Funny, we posed that question to Marv Levy when we had him on, and Marv Levy said, next guy's got to go in is Tasker. Tasker's got to go in. And you look at Ray Guy getting in is now going to open the door maybe for, you know, someone like a Morton Anderson. Morton Anderson was a finalist this year. That's good news for special teams players. But the problem with Tasker is you're going to have people saying, well, you know, what did he do? He was a special teams standout. He was as good as it gets on special teams, but was he better than Brian Mitchell? I don't know the answer to that. Honestly, I think I'd rather have Tasker, but it's a close call. When you look at Kent Hall, I could make an argument for Kent Hall as well, Smirlus as well, but I think Polian is the guy just because you look at what he did there. Then he goes on to Carolina. Then he goes on to Indianapolis. It's a string of success. I think he's going to be a hard guy to keep out. I would love to see Tasker in. I'm a big special teams guy. I know what Bruce DeHaven thinks about him. I know what his teammates think about him. I like the idea of getting more special teams players in. It's a tough sell. It took Ray Guy over 25 years to get in as the best punter. So I don't think that bodes well for Steve Tasker. I think you're right. I think Polian's the next Buffalo Bill to get in.
And these are all great players, Clark. But when I look at Hall of Fame candidacies, I often turn to, you know, how many Pro Bowls were they elected to?
Right.
And I know that's not the perfect measure, but to me, it's a measure of someone who was regarded by their peers and by fans at the time as among the best, you know. And if you got a guy like Tasker, 7-time Pro Bowls, or Smirlus, 5 times in the Pro Bowl, that says something to me. Is that valid?
Yeah, no, that's valid. I think they look a little more carefully to see how many all-pro teams they were on.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as I mentioned with Tasker, that the tough thing, Murph, is that it's special teams. And I'm as I said, I'm a special teams guy. I like punters. I like kickers. I like guys like Steve Tasker, Brian Mitchell, people like that. But there are people in that room and people who cover this game who think special teamers, what, they're on the field for, what, 10 plays or whatever? You know, I don't know how many it is. And they don't believe that they belong. And there was that argument being fought over Ray Guy. I mean, should Ray Guy be in because he punts, what, six times a game, five times a game, maybe less? And my point is, listen, he was the best at what he did. And if you don't like punters, you don't believe he should be in the Hall of Fame, then try playing a game without a punter. And when you look at Ray Guy, he was more than a punter. And the same thing with Tasker. I mean, this guy was a weapon. But that's a tough sell in that room. And especially when you have only five guys that can go in from the modern era. You have two seniors candidates, but you have five guys. Maybe he gets in as a seniors candidate years from now. I just think it's going to be very hard for him in the short term. Again, I'm going back to what you said about Polian and what we said about Polian. You look at his record of success. It wasn't just there. What he did with Buffalo was extraordinary. And then you look at he goes to Carolina. Whoa, boy, you know, in their second year, they're in the conference championship game. He builds them into a legitimate franchise overnight. Then he goes to Indianapolis and know what happens there. So he had a run of success at three different teams. That's going to be, I was surprised he didn't get farther along the process this year than he did. I think he will in the future, as I said, because it's going to make it, they're going to make it, the Hall is going to make it easier for contributors to get in.
Clark, on your radio show, which starts August 1st, the Talk of Fame Sports Network, are you going to talk about this year's football, like 2014 season, maybe within the framework of Hall of Fame?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely, Murph. I'm glad you asked that because, as I said, it's not just about Hall of Fame. There's going to be a lot of reference to what's going on today. Maybe, as I said, through a Hall of Fame prism, but, you know, if we examine somebody like an Andrew Luck or an RG3, how do they compare to some of the great quarterbacks? What track are they on? What are the possible danger zones for these guys? Maybe getting some people who have been stars in the past, you know, a guy who's like a Jim Kelly or John Elway, somebody like that, to talk about what they see in these guys and maybe what the danger zones are and how they can avoid some of the traps that these guys overcame and became Hall of Fame players. But absolutely, we're going to talk about the present, as I said, probably quarterbacks of the future, too. I know what the schedule is. We're going to run the gamut. It's certainly going to be, you know, fairly heavy with Hall of Fame flavor. But again, looking at everything today, yesterday, and in the future through that prism.
Clark, are you going to make your way up to Pittsburgh? I know the Village Coal Tower is one of your favorite stops in preseason, right?
Not one of my favorites, Murph.
Your favorite.
My favorite. Yeah, when I went there last time, I sat at the bar and they had a counter and they said, "You want the usual?" And I said, "Yeah, blueberry pancakes." So I go there enough that they actually recognize me. The Coal Tower, I think, is one of the greatest. So I hope you get there. And if I do, I certainly will look for you.
All right. Thanks, Clark. Great to talk with you. Say hello to Leslie. And she can come on the show whenever she wants to talk about Marv Levy.
She's sitting right next to me. I'll pass it along to her, Murph. Thanks.
Thanks, Clark. Clark Judge, who is a longtime NFL writer, and he is part, really, an all-star crew. Ron Borges from Boston and Rick Goslin from Dallas of the brand-new Talk of Fame Sports Network. They launch nationally on August 1st with a nationally syndicated radio show that's going to be on 65 radio stations around the country. And as Clark said, you can read their work as well on TalkofFameNetwork.com. TalkofFameNetwork.com. Our thanks to Clark Judge.